Prosecutors called a string of Aurora police officers to the stand to describe what they saw and did on the night of the attack. Patrolman Jason Oviatt described running toward the back door of the theater with his gun drawn when he saw a man in ballistics gear and a gas mask standing next to a white car. Oviatt mistook the figure for another police officer until he got closer. That man was James Holmes. Oviatt ordered Holmes onto the ground and handcuffed him. Defense attorneys questioned the officer closely about their client's demeanor. Oviatt described Holmes as completely compliant, limp, and detached. Prosecutors then turned to the scene inside the theater. Officers described a dark and chaotic place. The movie was still running, the floor covered in blood. Tear gas, allegedly released by Holmes, choked the air. Officers had to shout to be heard over emergency sirens, the screams of the wounded, and the ringing of scores of cell phones abandoned by fleeing moviegoers. Sergeant Gerald Johnsgaard broke down on the stand as he described finding the body of the youngest victim, 6-year-old Veronica Mosier Sullivan, inside the theater. Through the course of this week-long hearing, prosecutors will try to show there's probable cause for every charge against Holmes. After focusing on the 12 fatalities for most of the day, Monday ended with testimony about some of the more than 50 people Holmes is accused of attempting to murder. The prosecution will continue under new leadership today. The new Arapahoe County District Attorney, George Brockler, was sworn in yesterday after the hearing. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.